Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, I have a question for the Minister of Romance.
Is that me?
That is you.
I love it.
A little ironic joke on the state of Western democracy there. And if you know Liz best, you'll be laughing. Liz, questions abound for you on this here quickie of Crystal Boyfriend's Past. Not necessarily romantically.
Okay.
Who do you have the best relationship with? This might hurt someone's feelings. I'm just now listening, they're realizing.
Thank you for throwing me in front of this bus, Tom Harris. I so appreciate it.
You don't have to throw, remember, you don't have to answer. You can throw it back at me or just leave the room. It's up to you. You don't have to. Because this is a romantic relations podcast, right? But relationships are important sort of everywhere and develop with everyone.
I can tell you a few people who mean the most to me. Is that okay? So the first people that came to my mind is my nephews.
Yes.
I have a 2-year-old and a 7-year-old nephew. And I don't, this is going to sound so stupid because like I haven't had my own kids or whatever, but I don't quite think I knew what love was until I met these little human beings that are related to me that I can help shape. You know, I love these guys. I love them. Watching them grow is a joy. Obviously, I'm a mama's girl, so mum.
some people in the world would be like, I have my best relationship was with my hairdresser. Like you, yeah. Some people just connect. We'll make weird connections.
So yeah, so I'm lucky enough to have two mums. I love both my mothers dearly. And, you know, my dad and my stepmom.
Yes, of course.
We're getting, like, family, yes. Another person who is, like, I probably have about 4 or 5 best people who I'd call best friends. And my brother always has a go at me for, you can only have one best friend. I'm like, fuck you. No, yeah, I refuse. I'm sorry that you're not lucky enough to have, you know, 4 or 5 people that are best friends, but they range in age from like 11 years younger than me to like 15 years older than me. Like in the theatre world, you get a gamut of age range of friends. And then I have, I've got friends who I've been – There's somebody who is very dear to me who will be appearing on a future episode that I'll explain why they are very dear to me, and I'm going to withhold that information for now. Thank you so much.
Oh, a bit of a cliffhanger for the future here on Ghosts of Boyfriends Past. I'm a bit now. My partner could hear this and go, "Why aren't I your best relationship?" But I'm unfortunate. I lost the man that I had my best relationship, most easy, uncomplicated. Respectful, and that sucks sometimes, you know.
Dude, I'm so sorry.
And I'm surprised that I'm crying because he passed away a couple of years ago. It's been a while.
Was this a friend?
No, or my grandfather.
Or your grandfather.
We were so close.
Yeah.
And it was so easy.
Sometimes I think people are just kindred spirits.
Yeah, we kind of were. So, in honor of him, I'm going to answer Bob Sale. And
on you, Bob.
I don't believe in an afterlife, but I hope he's enjoying floating around the universe as we all do. We all return to stardust. That's where we're formed, in stars.
I've said this on the podcast before, but I don't believe in romantic soulmates, but I do truly believe in soulmates of humans. And I don't, you know, I fully think that there are some people that just get on so effortlessly because, you know, they're just like pieces of puzzles that just slot together in life, you know?
Mm. So it sucks.
That fucking sucks.
Like, crap.
Well, now you've got me thinking about what happens with any of the people that I just mentioned.
No, Liz, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I didn't mean to do that for you.
No, I'm really sorry.
We'll lighten the mood if you want. A rapid fire mood lightening. Are you a threesome person? Now, I need some qualify time because I think most people are like, yeah, I could be involved in a threesome, but then get into the threesome and go, oh no, I'm not meant to be doing this.
Okay.
You don't have to answer.
Are you asking,
No. I think it's, are you a threesome person? Because I'm not, I think is my answer. I'm not.
Okay, Mum, I said some lovely things about you, but you need to go right now.
Give her a minute. Get out.
Goodbye, Mother.
Get out.
I nearly had one.
Nearly.
And one of the people backed out last minute, so I just had a twosome.
But I think.
I think I would. I would.
Okay.
Yes. I think I could. I think I could, as long as I was not in a relationship with the other person. Right? Yeah, so sure. I either need to be a guest star.
Right.
Or all three people need to not be involved for me.
Interesting. See, I don't think I am.
So I either need to be able to drop them and leave them with their baggage and be like, you guys sort out your own relationship shit after that. Or we all go our separate ways because I don't think I could watch my partner with someone else and not have that trigger something nasty.
No, that's totally understandable. I don't think I am. Yeah. I think when you're a young man, you cock around life. Yeah, I could be in a threesome. I don't think I'm threesome material. I like my lovemaking like I like my bar fights, one-on-one. And if more people get involved, I'm fucking head down, concentrate on survival. I don't play well with others. I don't think I'm a threesome man, and I will put my hand up for that.
Even,
some people are. Some people are.
If you consider a different play of genders, so if you think,
I
did speak to a friend of mine about this, and this particular friend is someone who is incredibly promiscuous. So I would have thought that they would have been up for it, and. As a man, he was like, I was like, what, like, as if you wouldn't want to have sex with two women. He's like, the pressure is too much.
That's right.
You have to please two women. And he's like, and then when there's a dude, it's not, like, I'm just not.
Do you know how hard humping is? Like, how the physical toll that humping takes?
Do you know? I've often thought about that.
Yeah. Get down off.
Hey, that is such a heterocentric response to this question.
I know.
Do you know how hard humping is?
I know. I
do other things.
Are you not? I know.
Yes. As my mother said a couple of episodes ago, you're being very, considering sex as just penetrative, and that's not very good.
It's very fair. No, but we entered the threesome arena, so that's where I chose to. That's where I chose to play.
What about a thruple?
Maybe.
Where you're emotionally connected to both other people.
I am open to the possibility of that being a possibility, but I also am, because of my extremely strong history with cheating, I am not sure that in theory, I think ethical non-monogamy and thruples are wonderful, but I don't know if my own baggage could stand it. Because I might, if I'm like, how come you had more dates with them than you did with me? Like, what, why am I not good enough? Do you hate me now? Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I understand that. That resonates with me. Yeah. So probably no again.
In theory, yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to see if that pushes any of my bruises, but if it doesn't, great. I mean, I could do with more. I mean, give me one boyfriend first. Thank you.
I have no idea how long we've been running for, Zane. Do we have another question?
We've got time for another
one. I've seen this idea. I don't know where this question, or if there's a question, but there will be one eventually. I've seen this idea going around social media of beige flags in relationships. Are you familiar with this term? It's entered the zeitgeist, the societal milieu that
you have a green flag. I know that green and red. Yes, even pink flags. I'm kind of.
But the beige flag is.
Zane, pull down the microphone.
My beige flag is that I play Magic the Gathering with friends.
Oh, so beige flag is like something that's a little bit like it's
a little
has
bit,
the potential to cause the ick, but isn't bad.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird.
I took it to mean I interpreted it as boring.
Yeah,
he's boring.
Because
beige,
I have called mum. I've told mum about several dates that I've had, and I've called them beige, but I haven't said beige flags. I've just said he's a bit beige as a person.
I think it's something that you appreciate about them even though it's boring. So it's like this is a nothing activity, but I love when you do
so
it.
So Zane, you're not hearing the term beige flag as a negative or soured connotation. You take it as a more optimistic.
It's boring, but it's fine.
Yeah.
I just Googled it, and yes, they say a beige flag is, and obviously this is the first thing that pops up. Yes. I have not done research into my sources.
Oh, of course.
A beige flag is slang relationship term referring to an odd or quirky characteristic, but not one that is innately good or bad.
Yeah.
So it's just like a moment, I guess. What is the beige flag in psychology? Yeah, a trait or characteristic that someone has that can be treated as quirky or different about them. It's neither good nor bad. So if we're talking about beige flags as in people are beige, then yes, I have definitely had that on dates. But if we're talking about beige flags as like I know like occasionally they'll be like, yeah, like he's really great and he's funny and but he's really like obsessed with Lord of the Rings and can quote it forwards, backwards and sideways. Like it's an odd quirky thing that you're not like, well, that's not good or bad, but it's kind of like, huh, all right.
So it's a curiosity
it's a flag.
I always took it to be more, oh, he's beige.
Boring. Well, I think so there's a difference between beige flags and being beige.
Yeah.
And good, also, can I point out that there's an entire fucking beige talk thing happening where, like, everyone, they call them beige fluencers because everything in their house is beige and they love beige and everything is like Kim Kardashian's entire house is fucking beige and she loves that shit. So maybe beige is in. I don't know. Beige is safe and in.
Welcome to beige.
I absolutely think I'm going to ignore what you just said.
That's the modus operandi for most people interacting.
I think you're along the right lines that like someone else could point to a beige flag and go like, ooh, beige.
Right.
But if you are in a relationship with that person, you can go like, yeah, beige.
Yeah, beige.
Yeah.
Beige is fine. Beige is fine.
Yeah.
It's not exciting. It's not a bright red or anything. But it's fine. It's fine. Beige is safe, right? It's boring's okay.
My mother
it's not,
did say to me once, negative. I went on a date with somebody who and I feel like she was trying to talk me into him because he owned two properties in Melbourne, which... it's kind of hard to do on anyone's salary these days. And I said, he's just really beige, mum. And mum's like, you can colour him in.
Yeah, look. Always in.
I was like, I could, but then he would be a mirror of me and I don't want that. Ew.
I don't know, readers. Let me know your thoughts on this new beige flags phenomenon.
What do you think beige flags are and what are some beige flags that you've noticed in the wild?
Yeah, do you take it as a negative connotation or is it a forgivable sort of cute but harmless, bit boring way of describing someone's interests or anything about them? Sorry about some parts of this episode. That's all I can do. But we thank you for tuning in. Really, really, really means the world to us. Send in your thoughts, questions, demands.
These episodes can also be not just general chatty questions. Sorry for talking over you. I thought you were finished. But can be your questions. So if you have relationship conundrums that you would like us to solve or something that you just want us to talk about in general, you can go to our Ghosts of Boyfriends Past group therapy group and ask us there. You can ask us on social media. You can ask us on ghostsofboyfriendspast@gmail.com. We will do our very best to answer it with no legal obligation that we are correct or any advice that we give should be followed.
Interested, not responsible for any accidental death. Please consult a doctor. Checks will knock me on it.
In the meantime, please write in. Please tell us what beige flags have you noticed. Yeah. Please tell us what relationships mean the most to you and why. Any final thoughts, Thomas?
No, never. No. Just none. What are your thoughts?
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance.
UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The Ancient and Esoteric Order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.